I want you to imagine that you're on a sporting team. The coach sets out the game plan in the dressing room, but everyone has a different opinion. They're all arguing, there's tension, there's conflict, and then you head out onto the field. How well do you imagine that your team is going to play that day? What do you think your chances are of winning the game? Pretty obvious, isn't it? Most of the things we do and achieve in our lives are done as a part of a team. It's just how we've been made. But sometimes, boys and girls, we don't play together all that well, do we? Arguing, squabbling, comparing, competing like children, criticizing one another for our weaknesses instead of playing to each person's natural strengths and compensating for their natural limitations. And sadly, all too often, you see it in churches as well. I was just on the phone the other day to a longtime friend of mine, and he was sharing the tragic, the appalling squabbles and politics playing themselves out in his church. I wonder, what does God think of all that? Psalm 133, verse 1. Oh, how wonderful, how pleasing it is when God's people all come together as one. True, isn't it? How wonderful, how pleasing is it in God's eyes when his people play nice together? Look, conflict happens, differences of opinion happen, but the people in that mix who are the real blessing are the genuine team players, the ones who refuse to play politics, the ones who stay focused on the end game, the ones who quietly get on and do their job and help the next guy do his. People in leadership aren't always going to make the right decisions or the best decisions. That's a given. They may try their best, yet they're not always going to hit the nail on the head. But you know what I've noticed? Even when that happens, God blesses unity. Somehow he makes things work out for his good purposes when his people all pull together in the one direction. At what point did we start believing our own propaganda that we're the only ones who could possibly be right all the time? How wonderful, how pleasing it is when God's people all come together as one. That's God's word, fresh for you today.